Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Now in the previous discourse I spoke upon Christ rebuking these disciples. Remember, they are a weak people. Cowper's hymn fits them. Heal us, Emmanuel. Here we are waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. Our faith is feeble, we confess. We faintly trust thy word. But wilt thou pity us the less? Be that far from thee, Lord. That's Cowper. Our faith is feeble. Yeah. We faintly trust. Oh, yeah. Well, that's true of these. But it's even more. It's even worse. These men, we read, he rebuked them, verse 14, Christ rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe. So what do you think you could do now? Listen to this. Is this not staggering? This is what Christ says to weak, feeble, doubting, refusing believers. Now, what does he say to them? What do you think he would say to them? Well, listen to him. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news, to all creation. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Is that not a staggering statement? Is that not a remarkable, mind-boggling command? Go into all the world, to all creation, to every creature. Go with the gospel. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. But Lord, we're feeble. We're weak. We hardly believe. We're doubting. But Christ encourages them by this commandment. Remember, one of the points is foolish, silly, unbelieving people, disobedient people like Peter, need to do things for others and stop gazing at their navels and start looking at within all the time and get on with it. They had failed, they had fallen, they had stumbled. And what does Christ say? Get on with it, get up again and go and labor for me. Do this for me. And he gave them, though they were failures, though Peter had denied him, though they had deserted him, though they wouldn't even believe the evidence of the resurrection and all the rest of it. He says, I want you, I demand of you, that you should go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. This is staggering, I say. We must remember that this is Christ's word to them. The job is too big? No. It's just a thing for weaklings. 1 Corinthians 1, God has chosen the weak, the foolish, the feeble. Why? Because that's the way he's glorified. Later today, I hope to be preaching on James 2, verse 5. God has chosen the weak, the foolish, the poor, the feeble. Why? To make them rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom. This is the gospel principle. We're living in days when the gospel principle has been inverted. It's the greatness, the big men, the money, the megabuck. No, no. God works in smallness, in weakness, in feebleness. He uses Peter to preach to see 3,000 converted within a few days. He hadn't been to university. He hadn't been to seminary. He was a weak denier of Christ, feeble. And yet God used him mightily. Brother and sister, there is hope for us. There is encouragement for us. Whatever our hand finds to do, however weak we are, let us do it with all our might. Our might is nothing. It's not by might. It's not by power. How is it then? By God's Spirit. That's the lesson I hear. Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. But God give us grace to get up and stop moping and stop looking at ourselves and the difficulties and look to Christ and obey him. All power is given unto me, says Christ. Matthew 28. Go ye therefore into all the world. Go on and preach and see conversions. Teach them when they're converted to observe all things that I have commanded you. And God will be with you. I am with you. Right to the end of the age. May it be so, brother and sister. May it be so.